From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It's Monday, August 16th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: cloud computing gains, multi-cloud measurement, and top secret options, and fall outlook turns bleaker for small businesses. This is the Business of Tech. HashiCorp's first State of Cloud Strategy survey says 76% of respondents are multi-cloud, and within 2 years, 86% expect to be. The results skew bigger. 90% of companies larger than 5,000 say they use multiple clouds, but 60% of small businesses, defined as fewer than 100, are also reporting multiple cloud environments, which is expected to rise to 81% in 2 years. Google commissioned a report on modernizing banks, finding that 83% of respondents were using cloud as part of their primary computing infrastructure. Per ZDNet, quote, "The research found that although the vast majority of financial institutions have adopted cloud technologies in some form or other, organizations are still keeping some of their core activities on-premises." Insider, meanwhile, is reporting the, quote, "honeymoon is over for cloud computing." While a catchy headline, the main focus, cloud is moving into maturity, and a focus on cloud smart, where companies identify applications and data which are a good fit for the cloud, versus cloud first, where results can be in poorly matched use cases. And while we're talking cloud, Microsoft announced the general availability of Azure Government Top Secret, bringing 60 services to the government in accordance with Intelligence Community Directive 503, which is the set of policies for IT systems used by intelligence agencies. Now, why do we care? Cloud smart is a phrase to highlight here, and the continued value of an IT services company. It's the advisory services most of all. I continue to use the U.S. government and secrecy as the gold standard for proving the viability of the cloud. If it can handle data top secret, it can handle any data. That's not to say any cloud solution works for any data set, as evidenced by the distinct top secret offering. It's all obvious statements, and still worth repeating. Here's the key. For those calling themselves managed services providers, how much of the offering is focused around cloud rather than device management? So let's look at the current economy. Small business confidence fell in August to its lowest level since March, with 39% of owners expecting U.S. economic conditions to improve over the next year, down from half in July and two-thirds in March, according to a survey of more than 560 small businesses for the Wall Street Journal by Vistage Worldwide Incorporated. The coverage from the journal also cites 9% lower restaurant bookings from 2019 levels last week, after surpassing 2019 levels in June, as well as visits to grocery stores, gas stations, gyms, restaurants, and retail stores starting to drop in late July, after also surpassing 2019 levels earlier in the summer. The share of employed adults who are vacationing typically peaks in July at around 3%, an economist at the job site Indeed noted. And while the 2021 rate is higher than in 2020, it's still well below normal at under 2%. Underusing time off is exacerbating burnout across the U.S. workforce. 52% of workers said they're experiencing burnout in 2021, per a recent Indeed survey, and all that data from Axios. And AT&T has joined the list of companies requiring a COVID-19 vaccine, this for management employees entering a work location. Why do we care? No comfort in getting a prediction right here. The economy is going to be rougher before it's recovered. I'm seeing too many pieces of what I call optimism porn, a report that says how great the market is for IT services. Demand is most certainly going to be high for IT services. That said, the labor market is tight, making hiring harder and likely constraining growth for end customers. Those employees are more stressed out. Sections of the economy that rely on physical contact are going to be impacted too. Which leads back to why we care. Blindly assuming everything is going to be great is a poorly selected plan. Instead, plan for continued bumps and be pleasantly surprised if they aren't hit. Because more than likely, those bumps will be hit. Join me for the first ever Cisco Provider Elevate two-day virtual event, September 14th and 15th, to start the journey with thought leaders from around the world. With 55 speakers, 22 educational and interactive sessions, networking happy hours, and more, plus a self-assessment to help you grow. I'll be a speaker, and best of all, the event is free. Registration link is right in the show notes. Sign up now, and I'll see you there. Thanks for listening, and I will be back again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.